Wake up with Bridge and Spider for breakfast.
Friday podcast time. What a treat. You've downloaded the right one. This is a good one.
Well, is it? Because we're going to find out. Benny, you're having a baby shower.
You're the only one who finds this strange concept.
Well, Ben's having a baby shower.
Yes.
Yes.
Because guess what he contributed to this baby? There's a lot of his DNA.
Anyway.
A lot.
I couldn't ask a mate to come to a... I don't want to go down that path, but I couldn't ask a mate if... Too much.
No, not just the right amount.
Oh, please.
Anyway, should males go to baby showers? I'm saying no.
I'm saying you don't know what you're talking about. Because it's...
What else is on the podcast?
We're losing it. Also, President Trump.
Yes.
Gee, he's a bit cranky today.
He is.
Yes.
And also from Have You Been Paying Attention, Ed Cavalier is going to be joining us.
The podcast. I told you it was going to be a good one. It starts now. Enjoy it.
Wake up with a laugh. Bridge and Spider for breakfast. Gold 92.5.
Now, Benny, I want to get a little bit of insight to you and allow our listeners to as well.
Is this a stitch up?
No, it's not a stitch up. I just, something a little bit weird on the weekend. I think it's weird anyway, but each to their own.
Hang on. That's what you say when you don't like an outfit I'm wearing. Each to their own. Here we go. Strap yourself in then, Benny. Where are we going?
Well, Benny, what have you got on tomorrow?
Having a baby shower tomorrow.
Aww.
What? Have you never heard of a baby shower?
No, I've heard of a baby shower. And unfortunately, look, I'd really love to come along, but I'm not going to be here. I'm going away. But when are males supposed to be going to baby showers? Isn't a female... A baby shower's for the ladies to do, not males.
It's 2019, mate.
Yeah, get a grip.
No.
Yeah,
no,
this is, okay. This is what happens. Yeah.
How do you ask a male to come to a baby shower? I couldn't ring up like...
I asked you.
Exactly.
Did you feel funny?
And you felt like you had to book a flight to Queenstown to get out of it.
You've just jumped on your partner's bandwagon or did you organise it?
No, I've organised it. But
it's great.
It's pretty much it's a barbecue and it's a chance for everyone to get together and
it's a baby shower
and buy us stuff.
It's a baby shower.
Yeah, now buy you stuff. No, that's right. See,
so you organised it all.
Yeah, why not?
What's wrong with that?
Because it's not a male. It's a female thing.
Males don't, your rules. No, seriously, just relax your freckle. It's too much. It's fine that he organised it. I've been to ones where there's males and females, and you know what? Everyone just hangs out and gets on, as long as it's not too many of those silly games that they do.
No silly games.
Is it a footy? Is it a corporate box of footy, or is it a marquee at the races?
It's just going to be in the park at a barbecue.
And what are you going to do? Play the games?
I'm going to have a couple of beers.
Guess the baby's name.
Hey, guess what? Guess what?
No, but males don't go to baby show. I've never ever heard of. I could
I've
not
been to
ring.
Heaps.
If I had to ring up, say Cookie, and say. I couldn't do it. Cookie, do you want to come
Hang on. The biscuits are different.
Do you want to come to the baby show?
Excuse me. You're half of that baby. It takes two and it's half yours. So why wouldn't you want to celebrate the impending birth of your baby?
No.
Oh, so it's okay for you to dress up as a girl on a Monday.
No, but a baby shower's all about the female. It's not about the male.
It should be about both.
It's like the wedding of the head. I'm supposed, you're going to wait for your partner to come out of hospital before you wet the baby's head?
I hadn't thought about it. Maybe.
Oh, that's the male's role.
Yeah, but
the female is... I've never, ever, ever heard of a male going to a baby shower.
Do you know I like it? Because it balances it out. Because even as a female, honestly, sometimes with baby showers, it's eye-rolling event. There's too much estrogen. You sit around and you watch the pregnant lady unwrap all the presents and the oohs and the ahs and the smell the nappy. Is it peanut butter or is it chocolate?
They should be picking the baby's names. You should be picking the winner of race 3, number 6 at the TAB.
Oh,
jeez. No, I'm being serious.
And girls should only wear pink and boys should only wear blue.
You don't go to... There is not a male out there that would go to a baby shower.
Why wouldn't you celebrate the impending birth? You have an engagement party, which you both turn up to, which is to celebrate an impending wedding.
Yeah,
so why?
Yeah,
Tuesday. No, it's got nothing to do with it.
It's about the baby.
This is about the baby.
This is about, the baby and the mum and her friends. It's got nothing to do with the male. Oh, anyway, I'd be too embarrassed to go. I'd be too embarrassed to ask people.
All right, well, you're uninvited then. You're uninvited.
Embarrassed. That's taking it next level.
That's just my opinion.
Wow. He's too embarrassed to do that. Like I said, he'll dress up as a girl on Mad Monday.
Mad Monday, yeah.
He just dressed up as Spider-Man.
Okay. I want to know if there's anybody else out there who thinks the baby shower is only for females.
All right. Here we go. Five calls says it all. We'll take five calls. And at the end of those five calls, the Gold FM family can decide. Five calls.
And what if they decide that guys can't go? Then do I just not, do I not go?
Yes, 13, 27, 10.
This could go horribly wrong.
Yes, it could.
Okay, 13, 27, 10. Are the baby showers for guys and girls? That's what we want to know. Yeah. Prove Spider wrong, more importantly. Give us a call.
Wake up with a laugh. Bridge and Spider for breakfast. Gold 92.5.
Look, I don't want to sway people's thoughts on this, but best caller is going to score themselves a meat tray. Maybe if they agree with me. $100 voucher thanks to Home of the Gold Coast Best Sausages. Love Days Quality Meats, Treetops Plaza in Burleigh.
Well, you'll have to get down there yourself. You're putting on a baby shower tomorrow with a bit of a barbecue bin. And
yep.
I don't know how males don't need to go to baby showers.
It's
They're
not
for
hard
the
to
females.
Comprehend.
I can't get my head around it. I could never, ever ring a mate and say, mate, do you want to come to a baby shower? Like, it doesn't happen.
You're part of it.
No,
half
I'm not.
Of this baby's DNA is yours. Why don't you go and celebrate?
Yeah, but not the baby shower. We're not. And Ben, you've got a baby shower tomorrow. So we are asking, do men go to baby showers? And it's five calls, says it all. We'll kick it off. Pete and Pimpamar, what do you reckon? Do real men go to baby showers?
Yeah, well, I reckon the changing times, we've all got a change, Spide. So we all, it's our baby too.
Yes!
Like, it's your baby too.
Come on, man.
Let's go there and celebrate it, and then the guys could sit there and have a couple of beers and watch the chick open the presents. That's no problem at all.
Yeah, see you there.
Oh, it's like he's hard done by. You're not the one that doesn't get to drink for 9 months. You can do whatever you want.
Hang on. Baby shower's about the female, not the male.
All right. Well, that's one for anti-Spider. Darren in Coomera, yes or no for this?
100% behind Spider, mate. No one cares about the bloke.
Yes,
no one cares about the bloke, mate. He's done his job. Just let him get on with it. And
right.
You're saying they should just, you know, do that, get it over with, and get straight back in the kitchen, or what?
No, nothing like that.
That's no, what nothing like that at all.
Seriously, hey, caveman, listen here.
No,
you're half of the baby. You should. I reckon you should definitely turn up.
No.
And look, half the time women don't want to turn up to these things. So you're the ones who always say, oh, we feel left out because we can't breastfeed. We feel left out. After the baby's born, you all feel left out. So how about you
It's only one day. It's only the baby shower we're talking
about.
We're not talking about
It's only one day.
Yeah, we're not talking about the whole 9 months. A baby shower's for the female, not the male.
It's only one day.
Thanks,
exactly.
Darren.
Matt's in Coomera. Are you yes or no on this one?
I'm definitely a yes. I actually wrote a baby shower for myself.
Did you?
Oh, I love this, Matt.
Oh, this is beautiful.
I did. I felt, why should the lady have such a great time and be spoiled and tell her what a great job? Why can't a man enjoy it? So I invited all the boys around. We had a few beers. They brought a few little presents. We had a great day.
Oh, Matt, that is...
I'm going red listening to this.
That's progressive. I really like that.
That's embarrassing.
That is. So I'm a trendsetter. I decided men should have baby showers.
I love it. I think you need to start a business. the man baby shower organiser.
You're right. It takes two to tango, and why should the lovely lady have such a great day and high tea and all the rest of it, and the man sits at home and just hears about it? Why should we miss out?
Let her have her day, Matt. Let her have it.
Nah, Matt's talking a lot of sense. Joe's in Tugan. Yes or no, Joe?
Definitely yes.
Yes.
My partner's daughter in America had her baby shower last week. They've sent us photos. And there were heaps of blokes at the baby shower.
Oh, good.
Oh, see, if you were invited, you'd go to one, wouldn't you, Joe?
Oh, g'day, Bruce. It's Joe the Paper Man.
Yeah, Joe the Paper Man. You'd go if you're invited.
Oh, yes. Yeah, I would go. And there were heaps of people there in America. So it's across the world.
Thanks, Joe. Thanks, Joe. Well, I can honestly tell you then I'm so happy I had my children some years ago, because there's no way known I'd have a baby shower and turn up to a baby shower.
Yeah, we've established that.
According to our phone poll, five calls says it all. We only did four, but we've already won. So we don't need an extra one.
Well, have a good day.
Thank you.
Enjoy tomorrow.
He will.
I will. I hope you're going to have a great day.
A barbecue of beers. Yeah.
I know, right?
See you there.
Wake up with a laugh. Bridge and Spider for breakfast. Gold 92.5.
Dinosaur. Dinosaur Spider is ready to go. This
This is Spider Spry, hitting the important and not so important issues.
Yeah, that's right. Now, look, I'm saying food these days. You know, you look at the food and, you know, I love a food that comes with a good recipe on the back. If it's your honey and nut crunch, if it's your soup, if it's your cake mix, most food come with a good little recipe that you can make with that ingredients.
Of course.
And it's great. But you know what? I reckon all these foods should come with recipe cards, because how frustrating and how many times do you follow the recipe on the back of a jar or a can or a box or whatever it is, you throw it out and then suddenly, yep, you've forgotten the recipe.
Yes,
as soon as you throw it out,
yes,
you've forgotten. How many mils of milk was in that mac and cheese? Was it self-raising flour or plain flour? Was it 200 or 300 mils of water? And when you go to get it out of the bin, what happens? There's always either cracked eggs or off fruit or leftover veggies, beer cans. You know, it's always, and there's always a tea bag.
You've got to fight through.
There's always a tea bag. I don't know. That's, and you've got to go through the bin, try and find out. And the only part you want is either smudged, it's been ripped, or it's soggy.
Oh, yes. Yeah, okay.
So,
I'm with you.
You with me? And you can't use your mobile phones, because when you do, your hands are all sticky and disgusting from raw chicken or dough, and it's, you know, you're trying to press the phone. So they need little recipe cards. So I'm saying, you're talking about the dinosaur. I'm saying bring back. All food should be sold with recipe cards, like the Betty Crocker cards that your grandmother used to have.
What are they?
They're recipe cards with a little container, and they all go in alphabetical order, and then you can make absolutely everything you want. So all ingredients should be sold with a recipe card that you can put up on your fridge or your freezer, and then there's absolutely...
Yes, Grandma.
No, I'm being serious. Because you throw them all out and then you can't use them. So recipe cards, bring back Betty Crocker cards.
What's happening?
I don't know.
I'm serious.
You need some time out?
What are you looking at me for?
I think you need to have a lie down, mate.
There's some nice fresh air outside or something. No, it's a good point.
Thank you.
Good point.
You're on board, aren't you?
You've been sprayed by Spider.
Am I on board? No, I'll give you a tip though, Paprika app, and then you can put all, download all your recipes on there, and it doesn't...
Raw
what
chicken.
What am I trying to say?
Dough.
No, because you don't have to touch it. It doesn't, the screen doesn't go dull.
Oh, don't confuse him.
I'm confusing myself. I'm just going to shut up.
Betty Crocker.
Wake up with a laugh. Bridge and Spider for breakfast. Gold 92.5.
Well, he said that he is probably batting a little bit above his average, but he joins us every week. Ed Cavalier, good morning.
Hello, guys. Yeah, guys, good to be here. Thank you so much for having me. And I know that you guys are really just emerging from your maths funk.
Oh, look, I wasn't over it, but I tell you, Benny and Bridge absolutely loved it.
Did you really, guys? What did you like? Because I was quizzing people around the office here. Like, what did you like about it, Bridge? What did you like about the show?
I love the voyeurism. I like to judge people and be judgy McJudge face when you don't know them and think it's okay.
I like that it was just a slow-moving car crash. That's what
People say that it's sort of car crash television, but I feel like that's being too kind. It's more sort of D-Day television or something like that, Battle of Normandy, because it was so... Like no one got out unscathed. No. But now we've moved on, and it's like, because the question now is, what are other reality shows going to do to try and get some? That's exactly the problem they've got now. What do the other shows do? And the first cab off the rank was Bachelor in Paradise.
Oh,
and you think, I know, that's the same noise we've all made.
I know.
And so what do you do when you're going, all right, we're trying to promote this, we're trying to get people involved, and I saw an ad the other night for something. An idea I'd never heard before in reality television. So this is what Channel 10 has said. Okay, this is what's going to be best for us to sell our new show.
Alex and Richie.
Can I talk to you?
Sure. In the longest unedited scene in reality TV history.
Do you actually want to go there, Rich?
Bachelor in Paradise. 7:30 tonight.
Oh,
the longest unedited scene in reality television history, because the knock on maths that it was all edited. That's what they're trying to do there.
I see. I tell you, it needed to be edited. I watched it.
Okay, did it really? Could have done with a snip?
Been done with a clippity clip, I tell you.
Well, maybe they're listening, Bridge, because I was not unsurprised when I got to work this morning and Channel 10 had started running a new promo for Bachelor in Paradise. See if this gets you in.
the shortest unedited scene in reality television history tonight on Bachelor in Paradise.
Hey, Bill, want to...
Yeah, all right.
Sweet.
What do you reckon?
I'd watch that show.
Yeah, that's me. I'll be in there. All right, you lot. See you soon.
See ya.
Bye. Bye. Wake up with a laugh. Bridge and Spider for breakfast. Gold 92.5.
Every week, we check in with him exclusively.
Yeah, all be upstanding, please. All we rise. Welcome, all rise, President Donald Trump. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Yes, it's a pleasure to talk to me again. And I will give you everything I got for this interview, except for my tax return.
How have you been going? You've been having a good morning so far, sir?
Actually, yes. Well, except for flipping on fake news CNN by mistake.
Oh.
Yeah, I butt dialed it on the TV remote when I was tweeting in the Roosevelt room. Next time, I'll just stick to toilet tweeting. There's less of a chance of an accident there. But I will tell you, you know, for the 30 seconds that it was on, CNN is such a joke. I mean, really, they should change their name to something with a better reputation, like, let's call it the R. Kelly channel.
Oh, President Trump. So back to your tax returns that you mentioned. Your congressional Democrats want the U.S. Internal Review Service to hand over 6 years of your tax returns.
Fair enough.
Guys, come on. I got 6 years of audits going on right now. Let's not talk about that. Of course the Democrats will never see my tax returns, and here's why. I've hidden them, okay? And it's a great place. It's a great place. They're never going to find it. I keep them in the same filing cabinet where I keep Barack Obama's real birth certificate and my mint condition Playboy magazines from the 60s and 70s. I'll send you a copy, Spider.
Oh,
so
please.
Good luck with that.
Oh, no, you can keep it. But how's everything in the southern border, Mr. Trump? We heard that there's a surge of people trying to cross right now. You're saying our country is full. Is that true?
Yes. We're completely full. Turn around. Go back home. We're totally full. We're at critical mass, guys. It's like Clive Palmer's gut. Critical mass. There's no more room. It's just like in that tiny Mini Cooper with Jose and his 27 relatives that are crammed in trying to sneak across. Hey, beep, beep, Mexican clown car. No room for you. Look, in all seriousness, Bridge and Spider, yes. Our country is bigly full at the moment. Bigly full. Look, we have almost as many people named Gonzalez in this country as we do Kardashian. And frankly, there's no room for any more of either of them, believe me.
All right, now people are concerned about all the people leaving the Department of Homeland Security, starting with Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen, who you fired this week. Another one you fired. What happened?
Well, frankly, you know, she wasn't working hard enough, Bridge. She played way too much Candy Crush on her phone during office time. And she was miserable to be around. Have you seen her? I mean, her resting bitch face rivals Pauline Hanson.
Oh! Hang on. We also heard the Secret Service chief is leaving too. Oh. Now, did you really call him Dumbo behind his back? Because he does have big ears.
Oh.
No, that's totally ridiculous. I never called him that. And I have nothing but the utmost respect for former Secret Service Director Tony Abbott's ears. Okay? He did a tremendous job. And it's going to be tough to replace him because wherever he went, we were able to use those ears as a Wi-Fi hotspot. Never dropped a call. Never when I was around him. That I can tell you.
I know Spider's going to use that line now from now on. Look, we've heard you're not attending the White House Correspondents' Dinner again later this month, which you've called so boring and so negative.
So boring and so negative is right. Okay, even Mike Pence thinks it's boring. And that's a guy who can actually sit through an entire episode of The Bold and the Beautiful.
Yeah.
Okay.
I love my show, sir. Now, that's quality television. Mother needs to make more room on the DVR for it.
I'll bet she does, Mike.
Don't you knock my bold and beautiful, Mr. Trump.
Bridge loves it. She's the only one in Australia that watches it.
Yeah, right.
Is that right?
Yes.
Yeah.
I'll watch it with you, Bridge.
Thanks, Mike.
Yeah, if Mother says it's okay.
On that note, thanks for calling, President Trump.
Thank you.
Stay huge, Gold Coast. Oh, and tell ScoMo I said hello. He's doing a tremendous job at Prime Ministering. Way better than that UK chick, Theresa May. Believe me.
Wake up with a laugh. Bridge and Spider for breakfast. Gold 92.5.